You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Placed on the offering plate. Pastoral care and guests at the Lord's Supper were concerned about the spiritual welfare of all who commune at the Lord's table. If you're a guest and desire to commune, please speak to the pastor before the service. And I apologize that I didn't get a chance to speak to many of you. Our altar is open to those who confess oneness with us in doctrine, are members in good standing of our congregation or sister congregations of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and are not under church discipline in another congregation. And I am happy to talk to you after the service, too. We are fortunate to have Mark Rydell playing trumpet. I'm sorry, didn't include that in the bulletin, but Mark will be playing the trumpet. You will not miss that, especially in our fanfares. And then for those listening on the radio, we'll be following Divine Service Setting 1, which begins on page 151. The opening hymn is 457, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. The hymn of the day, 458, Christ Jesus Lay in Death's Strong Bonds. Distribution hymns, 465, Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds. 483, With High Delight Let Us Unite. 531, Hail, Thou Once Despised Jesus. Our closing hymn, Christ Has Arisen, Alleluia. Now, if you would, please stand and face the processional cross.
Thank you. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing together the introit on your yellow insert. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
This is the feast. The Lord be with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the resurrection of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 65. Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they were yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Again, on the yellow insert, we sing together the gradual. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If in this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits. Then it is coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. On the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared, and they found a stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus.
While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with him who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel. The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. That's agreeing many churches I've been learning to use in this Easter season. It's one of the many reminders of the joy that follows the resurrection of Jesus. All through the season of Lent, our midweek services, we talked about the word remember and how it's followed by an action. When we remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, what action do we take? Well, for example, do we really rejoice? Are we really filled with joy? Or do we just say hallelujah without really having much joy in our voices or in our lives? Well, that might happen if we were on our own. But since Jesus is risen from the dead, we're not on our own. He is alive. And so all our actions tap into his almighty power. In him, we live and move and have our being. So when we remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, what action does God take in us? He raises us. He raises our hopes. He raises our joy. He raises our lips and our lives. Jesus causes his resurrection to be remembered so that people will rise and live with him. Early Easter morning, some women remembered the awful things of Friday, the death of Jesus, and that the usual preparation of a body that had not been completed. So their action was to make their way, sadly and somewhat fearfully, to the tomb. They were fully expecting to find a body. They were not expecting a resurrection. Luke 24 says, "And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus." The next verse says they were perplexed about this. What a great story it would have been if it said, yes, it's just as he said, and it's just as we knew it would be. He's risen. He's alive. They didn't remember what Jesus had said about rising on the third day. So God sent a messenger. An angel appeared to them to jog their memory. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise. When Jesus had told them those things, he knew it would be hard to remember and harder to believe. So he at first said, "Let these words sink into your ears." It didn't sink too deep because we're told, but they understood none of these things. The saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. They forgot, and they were not filled with joy. They had fear. They had doubt. When some actually saw Jesus, the others didn't even believe them. Who could blame these women or the disciples for not remembering those words? But someone remembered. While the disciples forgot that Jesus said he would rise from the dead on the third day, his enemies remembered it. They came and told Pilate, "Sir, we remember how that impostor said while he was still alive, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people he has risen from the dead, and the last fraud be worse than the first." The enemies remembered Jesus' words and did something about it. They sealed the tomb so the body would stay there. The disciples forgot the words of Jesus and spent long hours in sorrow and fear and unbelief, as if the body were sealed in the tomb. Jesus would change all of that. Jesus causes his resurrection to be remembered so that people will rise and live with him. One moment.
Well, what about us? Do we sometimes forget God's words of resurrection and live as though Jesus were still in the tomb? Well, since we are united with Christ, even buried with Christ, as Paul says, do we live as though we were still in that tomb with him, as good as dead? St. Paul puts all this in excellent perspective in 1 Corinthians 15. This is his great resurrection chapter. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. That's the worst thing right there, to still be in our sins, separated from God, guilty of judgment, with no hope for eternity, with little hope for the present. At that thought, we should be like the women, looking sad also. But St. Paul goes on to talk about the importance of the resurrection for the future, for eternal life, saying, if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are, of all people, most to be pitied. Who could blame us for looking sad and living sad? This life is often sad and challenging and depressing. Then he negates all the gloom and emptiness and nothingness and says, but in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. The word first fruits is very important. It implies that there will be more to follow. As Christ was raised from the dead, so will those who are united with him by faith. Jesus causes his resurrection to be remembered so that people will rise and live with him. While the women and the disciples were sad, not remembering, not believing, Jesus caused them to remember. He opened their eyes to really see him, and then they were filled with joy. There are several instances of this. In Luke 24, angels told the women to remember. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise. And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now the disciples remembered some other things Jesus had said. Going way back to the second chapter of John, when they asked him for a sign, Jesus said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. They thought he meant the building, but he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Later, when a crowd welcomed Jesus on Palm Sunday, his disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The disciples remembered and believed. They remembered and their lives were different because Jesus had risen from death, just as he said. Jesus causes his resurrection to be remembered so that people will rise and live with him. I suppose the thought crosses most of our minds that if Jesus appeared in person to us now, it'd be much easier to believe and to rejoice in all circumstances. But Jesus didn't appear in person to the women or to the disciples right away. It was an angel, a messenger of the Lord, who appeared to the women and said, he has risen, as he said. Then that angel told the women to be the next messengers. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And they departed quickly with fear and great joy. We also get the word of Jesus' resurrection from a messenger, the Holy Bible. All these centuries later, the word of God is still telling us that Jesus has risen as he said. We can also depart with fear and great joy. The women were still frightened at what had happened, but also joyful over what was happening and still going to happen. I wouldn't doubt that they all tried to remember everything else that Jesus had said, waiting for those things to happen as well. What should we remember so that we continue to live to live in joy on every Easter day? What does God cause us to remember by placing it in his word? For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. If then you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And there are more. There are many more. Enough that we could spend every Sunday for the rest of the year with God's word, causing us to remember the joy that Christ's resurrection brings. And in fact, that's what our worship is. Every Sunday is to be a little Easter, a time to remember Jesus risen from the dead. Jesus causes his resurrection to be remembered so that people will rise and live with him. Years ago, after the preaching of God's word, the congregation would always respond by singing, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation," from Psalm 51. And most congregations still do that now when divine service setting 3 is used. It's just one little way to remember what God's word always brings, a little Easter to us. God raises us up to live in union with him in faith. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Holy Lord, mighty God, you have borne the sin of the world and given to us the promise of new and everlasting life. Receive our thanks for the glorious resurrection of Jesus, the Christ. Bring us with him to our own joyful resurrection and the reunion of all your saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, you have established the church as the instrument of your saving purpose and endowed us with the gift of your word and sacrament. Embolden us with the Holy Spirit, that we may be renewed in witness, sustained in trial, and refreshed through the means of grace. Bless those who bring your gifts and preach your word. Give us willing ears to hear and willing hearts to keep this Easter faith. Lord, in your mercy, give peace, Lord, to our homes and enliven them by Christ's resurrected life. Let the forgiveness of sins reign among husbands and wives, parents and children. Assure those who live alone that they too are your children, upheld by your right hand. Lord, in your mercy, Bless Donald, our president, and all who make and administer our laws. Frustrate the forces of evil, and do not let our leaders cooperate with them or further their goals. Guard our armed forces as they stand watch for us at home and abroad. Let them serve with honor and integrity. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, your healing and strength are the hope of all the weary and afflicted. According to your gracious will, give to all the sick and those who suffer healing and relief, especially Shirley, Fred, Anita, Duane, Dan, Joanne, Lois, Lewis, Mary, Harold, Richard, Marlis, Tim, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Kathy, Doris, Mark, Kara, Erno, Anna, Jeff, and Ethel. Grant them patience and hope until that day when they put on new and glorious bodies raised by Christ and receive the end of all afflictions. Lord, in your mercy. Most Holy Father, this is the feast of victory, for the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. By your Spirit, prepare us to receive his body and blood for the strengthening of our faith in this mortal life. Build in us anticipation for the marriage supper of the Lamb, which we and all people of God shall feast upon in his kingdom without end. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, Heavenly Father, you have not let your Holy One see corruption, but have raised him in triumph from the dead, never to die again. Therefore, our hearts are glad, and we rejoice, for our flesh also dwells secure. Since you have set him at your right hand, lead us to set his resurrection before us at all times, that his path of life and the fullness of joy and in his presence may be known to us until we come also to the eternal pleasures of his right hand forevermore. For you, O Father, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, are one God, now and forever. Amen. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated as the offering is collected.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, and most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.